Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide. Today, what's next for Boeing and the American airline industry? Monday, Dave Calhoun, the CEO of Boeing, announced his resignation. The financial press is full of headlines today. Quote, the Boeing CEO is stepping down in light of the ongoing safety crisis at Boeing. Indeed, the adverse press surrounding the Boeing commercial airlines might have been the final straw that forced Calhoun to leave. But there's much, much more to the Boeing story. Now, Calhoun is the type of the manager that we often see from our perch on Wall Street. Much of my research has been focused on company management. After all, the managers will determine the future course of any company and often determine whether their stock is a buy or sell. Calhoun falls into the general category of bean counter. In college, he was an accounting major. Corporations hire this sort of manager when their numbers just don't add up, when the company is less profitable than the board of directors would like. Production companies often hire engineers when their production falters, or attorneys when they fall into legal trouble. Now, in hindsight, it's apparent why the Boeing board reached out to Calhoun. First, he was a known quantity, having been a director for 11 years. More importantly, Boeing was in trouble. From 2018 until 2020, Boeing revenue fell by an astounding 43%. The company was bleeding, and Calhoun was just the sort of person thought the board to right the ship. In a word, that means Calhoun was brought in to cut expenses. He was a hatchet man, pure and simple. In his first year as CEO, over 40,000 pink slips were handed out to Boeing employees, and most of whom worked in the commercial airplane division. Now, corporate hatchet men are never, ever the favorites. They aren't invited to the after-work drinks with the guys. They don't join the company bowling league. The average worker resents these executives deeply, both because they've often laid off a close friend and because the workers themselves feel threatened that they might be the next to get a pink slip. Consequently, hatchet men are usually well paid with ample benefits for when they leave, because that always follows. After a point, most hatchet men do leave, so for that reason it was no real surprise that Calhoun was asked to go. But we're getting ahead of the story, because in addition to returning Boeing to profitability by cutting expenses, Calhoun also dramatically changed the direction of Boeing's future, the most dramatic move in this century-old firm. For 94 years, Boeing has called the state of Washington its home. It's a major employer in the state and has built significant infrastructure there, including the world's largest building by volume in Renton, Washington. Boeing is comfortable in Washington, which is not always a corporate-friendly place, and Washington is comfortable with Boeing. But that all changed in 2001, when Boeing decided to move to Chicago, Illinois. Why Chicago? Well, because that was the home of their largest customer, United Airlines. Being just down the road from United would give Boeing a crucial advantage. Planning and service could be up close and personal. The two management teams could quickly meet and work out any proposal that Boeing might make. And the strategy worked brilliantly. United remained one of the top U.S. carriers, if not always number one, and Boeing continued to be their primary plane maker. It was a corporate marriage made in heaven, or at least in the friendly skies, until the hatchet man, Dave Calhoun, came along. He decided to change all that, and it wasn't that he wanted to abandon United. It was just a more attractive suitor came along. Calhoun decided to move the Boeing corporate headquarters to Arlington, Virginia. And that might seem like a strange choice until you look at the numbers. And remember, Calhoun is a numbers guy. Boeing has two major divisions, commercial airplanes and defense, space, and security. The two other divisions, Boeing Capital and Boeing Service, are just offshoots from these central two business sectors. Now, even though Boeing Airplanes has the premier position in domestic airplane production, its business was becoming increasingly volatile. The airline division caused nearly all of Boeing's revenue drop in the 2 years up to 2020. When the COVID-19 pandemic struck, people stopped flying, and airlines stopped buying planes. However, for Boeing, expenses did not stop. They had those vast plants that needed to be maintained, and what's more, they had over 45,000 workers in Boeing airplanes. It was a capital-intensive business, something Calhoun saw in an instant. On the other hand, Boeing Defense and Space was a relatively light business model, having only a third the number of employees that the airplane division has. By 2021, Defense and Space had produced more profits for Boeing than had the airline division. And what's more, the federal government is the perfect customer. They consistently pay on time, and their budget for new Boeing products never seems to decline. Just like that, Calhoun decided to use the same strategy that had worked well for these past 21 years. Move next to your best customer. And so Calhoun made the decision. Washington, here we come. For Boeing, Dave Calhoun played a good management role. He went from the perfect hatchet man, cutting expenses, to the strategic marketing man by locating next to their chief customer. For Boeing, the numbers seemed to all add up. But for America, how do those numbers add? Unfortunately, here the ledger is not so optimistic. The workers who lost their jobs lived in turmoil. Many, perhaps most, have yet to return to their old jobs. It places tremendous stress on the families involved who lost both income and benefits. In many respects, the working-class, blue-collar people have suffered the most from Boeing's corporate transition. Boeing Future pretends a less comfortable experience for America's airline travelers. At the same time, it's undoubtedly true that the headline-making Boeing accidents are just that, accidents and no one's fault. However, it should also be appreciated that Boeing, our number one commercial airplane maker, has changed its focus. Defense and space will now become its number one priority, a change that will likely result in longer R&D cycles for commercial airlines. But most importantly, Boeing's new number one customer will likely call the shots. When Washington calls, all the other phones are dropped. Washington, the new Mr. Big, will demand attention. In the past, we only achieved this kind of government-industry association during wartime. We're now reaching the point where it's an everyday occurrence, the fulfillment of President Eisenhower's military-industrial complex. It's a future in which Boeing's military side continues to grow and grow, leaving the civilian side behind. And that's today's Value Side. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.